Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm just praying and having a blessed, wonderful time with the phone on mute. Good greetings again to the Blog Talk Radio. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Oh, my God, nobody can do us like him. He is so phenomenal. We adore you and praise you and magnify your name. God, I thank you, glory to God, for all the great and mighty things you've done, doing, and even glory to God when you have your angels standing on their posts and standing in the gap, even the things that the enemy would do, glory to God, to try to accomplish through those weapons that he's brought forth. God, thank you. We can counteract, glory to God, with the weapons that God has given us. We have to have something, glory to God, for God to work with when the enemy comes in like a flood. You said you'll raise up the standard. Our time in prayer, our time in the word, our time in worship, our time in obedience and submission to your word. So glory to God when we don't know nothing else to say but help because we don't spend the time in. Or Jesus, thank God for you coming in and moving in a miraculous way. We bless the Lord again for you today. Coming together again for the Blog Talk Radio, for to have time to pray, worship, magnify the Lord, stand in the gap of the interference or whatever against the enemy, doing warfare, glory to God, and giving him his praise as rightly due him. Thank the Lord. Praise God. As we prepare, glory to God, to find out how our system is working, right now, give me a moment to make a little change here. And other than that, we are going to stand fast. So much is happening in the world and also in our lives. But who is in charge is Jesus Christ, no matter how much this enemy, glory to God, rear his ugly head. So I thank God, glory to God, for the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. We bind up Satan right now. System was working fine. Now we're just blanked out. Glory to God. No matter what, we have a phone. If it does not come back in, we have, glory to God, a line, glory to God, that we can use. But I just want to worship him and give him glory and honor and praise. Glory to God, because no matter what, his name shall be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, glory to God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. I tell you, he's always busy. And our God is always on his throne. At all times, we just got to trust him no matter what. So I command this system, glory to God, to get back in alignment. Glory to God. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, God, I gave you so much to be thankful for even this day. All the worship and the praise and the glory and the honor. You said you inhabit the praise of your people. And we're going to praise you and glorify you. You're too good to us for us, glory to God, to let the things that come before us to try to distract and steal from, glory to God, what belonged to you. We thank you, Lord God. Too many people going through too much, and the enemy is a liar. He cannot, glory to God, hallelujah, have the blessings that God has for us. It shall come to pass. We thank you for the divine healing. Glory to God. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that no matter what, glory to God, hallelujah, you deserve all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We worship you today. We honor you today. We come boldly to the throne of grace today in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Let's look to the hills with cometh our help. We realize that our help does come from the Lord. Hallelujah. You are our refuge, a very present help. Hamakita. A very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord God. Ah, that we can look to you, glory to God, as the author and the finish of our faith, and not just have it in word, but know, glory to God, your word is true. When we have faith to believe, glory to God, we shall receive. God, you said those that the only thing please you is faith. And when we come to you, glory to God, those that come to you and diligently seek you, you said, glory to God, you will reward us. So we bless you today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of all these situations and circumstances that are going on around the cosmos, what's going on in our families, what's going on, glory to God, hallelujah, in the various cities and countries and states and whatever and nations, God, you are everywhere. You're omnipotent. I'm not present. So know when the prayers go up and the word go out, God, it, glory to God, can penetrate to be wherever it is across country, across the world. Glory to God. So, God, we stand it on your word. Holly, you told us to pray and pray without ceasing. So we are praying and believing you, glory to God, for deliverance. So many people are going through in their mind, in their bodies, glory to God, with all of this wars and all these elements, glory to God, floods and different kinds of hurricanes and tornadoes and, glory to God, and sinkholes and things that are happening, glory to God, on the streets with this killing, glory to God, in the grocery stores, going in the department stores, going in the churches, going all, glory to God, in all in people's homes, the shooting, and oh God, the time that we're living in, God, we need for the people of God, the laborers, glory to God, to be on one accord, to be able to pray and pray, glory to God, and come together, glory to God, in faith with clean hands so nothing will hinder the prayer, no sin in the camp. God, we are praying more and more as those that are righteous and holy and living like God called us. God, we know, glory to God, those prayers are going to be answered. You manifest, but we need more laborers, glory to God, to turn their lives away from the world, glory to God, the believers, and come out from the among them and be separated, God said, and touch not that unclean thing. And he said, he'll receive us, God. So we are praying, glory to God, for a change, for people to wake up and realize we got to do this on one accordness. We got to do this, glory to God, in a way that God's blessed in the order that he said. So walking circumspectly to your word, not allowing, glory to God, the cares of this life on the things that are going on in the cosmos, glory, I call us to be able to get off track and to lose our focus and to get in a place where we're tampering with things that are contrary to your will. So, God, I pray, glory to God, for the house of the kingdom of God. Ah, the awakening, awakening for the sleeping giant. Praying, glory to God, that we'll come into a place of prayer. As the prayer woman of God in glory, their target was to come against the spirit, glory to God, of the thief. The thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy. Destroying marriages, destroying relationships, destroying ministries, destroying, glory to God, businesses, destroying, glory to God, in our nations and our cities and, glory to God, in our neighborhoods. Oh, we are praying, glory to God, against the foul spirits of these voices that are coming to people's minds and causing them to do hideous and all kinds of things and run the spirit of the enemy, running havoc in the land in the name of Jesus. Oh, the spirit of the devil, glory to God, that causing people's lives to be lost, glory, out of jealousy or envy. Or just meanness, or just prejudice, and all kind of things that the enemy is on. All the things that's causing people to get caught up in their desires and fulfilling what they want, covetous, and glory to God, going around stealing and abusing and glory to accusing and glory to God, stealing people's property, deceiving and disciple. I mean, glory to God, we are praying in the name of Jesus, every satanic and demonic force that's a thief out there that's stealing and killing and destroying, we bind you up and command you to be loose from your assignment. As the prayers have gone forth in time past and need to now, even more so, like the king, glory to God, wanting to know whether there was a spy among them, because every time, glory to God, they get ready to make a play to do something, glory to God, against Israel, it ended up being, glory to God, spoiled. Because the prophet Elijah, as the man said, there was no spy among us. That prophet Elijah, God help us to be, glory, in our prayer closets and being obedient and submitting to the Lord and opening our ears and walking in obedience, that the plans of the enemy can be spoiled. It can be so much so, glory, we can warn the police. We can be able to pray down some things that, glory to God, the enemy was about to do, and somebody said something to open their mouth or
or glory to God, point the finger and stop the thing before it happens. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying for the laborers, God of the gospel, the laborers, glory to God, in the kingdom of God, the laborers that you have called out and appointed and set aside for such a time as this to be on their post in the name of Jesus. Be like, glory to God, we said the other night, just like the rapid deployment when it comes to the military, they got to be ready and on their post. And so when the commander say, glory to God, the chief or whoever, the general, say it's time to move the sergeant, they got to be able to, glory to God, get up and move. They don't have time to go back and say, oh, I got to make a phone call. I got to call mama. I got to go down the street and do such and such. Oh, I forgot to do this right here. Oh, I got laundry. Oh, shena, mokororobasia. Ah, they got to be ready, getting their gear up and get ready to deploy, get out. Ah, God, whatever you assigned us to do, help us to be so ready, glory to God. So when you say go do this or do this, we'll drop what we have to and go on our post to pick up that phone to call to go down to that street, glory to God, or go over there, glory to God, to pray with this person or to go, glory to God, or lay hands or do this right here or speak or preach or do whatever, glory to God, or just minister. Oh, God, to encourage whatever you say. Help us to not put over to God the things that we desire and want to fulfill in this life. Because if it wasn't for you, glory to God, we could have a PhD today. You blow on it tomorrow, you'll be fooled and don't know your name. God, help us to always put you first. Help us to know, glory to God, that you are jealous, God. And you will not have no other God before. You're not going to allow even our complaints about pain and the things that we desire to have of a healing or whatever's going on in our family. Glory to God, we cannot put them first before you. We got to be in a place that we put you first, and you say everything else will be added. Help us, God, to know this is a time like never before, to get anchored down so we can be able to help somebody, because the enemy is about stealing, killing, and destroying. We got to be on our post, not go over to God. Glory to God, going on the post and coming back, and glory to God, I need to go over here and take a drink. I need to come back and get this, and I need to do this right here. And in the meantime, the enemy is sneaking in whatever avenue, whatever door, like a sly, slick snake. Glory to God, he is slewfoot. Ah, glory to God, any doors that we leave open, anything off our post, glory to God, give him more opportunities. Glory to God, and another strategy to come in to rob from us. God, we asking you, Lord God, to help us, glory to God, to recognize this is not a time, glory to God, to let the enemy rob us, glory to God, of the blessed plan that God has for us. It's time to move forward and let the hand of God be manifest like never before. God, we thank you. We thank you so much. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for all that you've already done. Thank you, Lord God, for moving on our behalf. Thank you, Lord God, for, glory to God, making yourself known in the midst of all the things that do go on. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for bringing the system back up. We love you today. We praise you today. I thank you, glory to God. You are the author and the finish of our faith. God, as we continue to seek your face and stand on your word, God, we're going to see great and mighty things even the more be manifested. Our divine healing for kidneys, glory to God, in operation, restored. Glory to God. Amazing, the doctors causing them to be in a phenomenal state of mind because they cannot believe they know it had to be God, because we know what we saw. We know what we've been treating. God, when they turn back around and bless them, have to put another one in. Ah, glory to God, and it's going to match with no problems and live for years and years later. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Glory to God, even with sugar diabetes being eradicated from the body too as well and being regulated until that thing come to pass in our sisters and our brothers in the name of Jesus. And even those, glory to God, that outside the window of the spirit of God, or we are praying that healing will bring them into a place to recognize, glory to God, who did it? It had to be God, for to give their lives over to you. We are praying, glory to God, that it will be a heart trouble. Glory to God, there will be no heart attacks and strokes running rampant, glory to God, through the land. Glory to God, of your people as well. We're the ones supposed to be well. We're the ones supposed to be blessed, and they're supposed to be looking unto us. Where? How? What? Oh, in the midst of all these times, how can you get this? How can you do that? How can you live? How can you, whatever, I know what happened, but then, again, we're just in amazement. Oh, God, who's keeping you healed? Who's keeping you whole? Glory to God. Oh, how you been able to stand through this pandemic? How you been able to even get this through the time when they say we're not going to be able to obtain this and not be able to obtain that? But the God that we serve, oh, what a mighty God. Hallelujah. With everything that was going on in Egypt, while the ones that was in Goshen, God's people, they did not, glory to God, have to go through any of those plagues. They didn't have to go through any of those things that went, because you took care of them on that side. God will take care of us now. God help us to have the trust and the faith, but we can't be greedy and be like a crabs in a bucket trying to pull this one down and that one down. Oh, glory to God, always caught up, glory to God, and trying to get a dollar, being greed or prestige and power struggles and all kind of foolishness like that, glory to God. God wants to be blessed. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. Want a husband, want a wife, glory to God. I don't have to get caught up in fornication, go over to God. Get up and give up all the milk, glory to God. Hallelujah, what are you going to buy the cow for? The devil is a liar. God, glory to God. So many people changing clothes, changing marriages like they change clothes. Oh, my God, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Our children, glory, caught up, glory, the internet is raising them, and the TV is raising them, and anything that's out there, glory, in the world, anything that's in, glory, whether it's in the school, or whether it's, glory to God, in college, or whether it's just in the streets. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, where are we? Where are the praying women, the mourning women? But where's the men, too, glory to God? They're supposed to be helping, teaching, and reach, glory to God, for ministering to God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, too many of them turning their butt around, glory to God, for somebody to pump it, instead of, glory to God, standing where God told them to stand, and this is in the house of God. Oh, glory to God, many, glory to God, is turning around and taking advantage of people in the house of God. Oh, glory to God, in the sexual part, or just in the abuse part, in glory to God, taking the funding, glory to God, their homes, glory to God, that need to be blessed, need food in it, children need shoes or coats or whatever. Oh, no, bring the dollar, 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 bring the dollar. Bless me, bless me, bless you, and you get blessed. Oh, you there getting blessed, and you turn back around, is the one, glory to God, is falling down and drying out, losing your home, losing this, losing that, and still I don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has said. We got to open our ears to hear how far to go, what to embrace, what not to embrace. God, we are praying. We know, glory to God, you said, woe unto the shepherds that, glory to God, scatter your flock. But the flock got to also understand, seek the face of the Lord. Put your confidence in the Lord. Thank God for our leaders, and we honor them. But when they start veering off the path, like Paul said, glory to God, follow me as I follow Christ. This thing not lining up with the word or lining up with God's word. Go out, learn it, lean into him and lean on him. Oh, God, so we won't be so easily influenced. Even if you're a babe, glory to God, you'll put the Holy Spirit in it for the guidance, but we override him. God, I'm just praying for wisdom to come, that, glory to God, we will stand like never before. Even, glory to God, in the midst of all that goes on, even in the tragedy, in the midst of the grief and the sorrow, you're still God. You change not. God, help us to praise and magnify your name the more. Oh, so many things right at our front door, back door, at the window. Oh, we got to trust you in this time. Anchor it down. There's no time to be fearful and fretful. No time to give up. Time to press in the name of Jesus. Oh, it's time to do war, but it's time, glory to God, to be able to rest in it with the joy and the peace of God. Don't give up your joy. Don't give up your peace. Those are weapons. Weapons are over with this word to help you to stand. God, so I'm praying like never before. Sleeping giant to wake up. We know what the world is doing. God, as we see all this killing and murdering and some of these copycat demons and some of this, glory to God, program from the devil, because they just glory to God, feed their spirit every day with darkness. Feed their spirit every day, glory to God, with negativity and prejudice, this, that, and the other. Oh, glory to God. The other one's just mad about this and mad about that, and you took this and you took that. I want that. And I'm just, oh, there's so many demonic forces that are out there that pushing, glory to God, some generational curses. Other ones, glory to God, under pressure. Other ones, glory to God, their mind is mental. Glory to God. Other ones, glory to God, they just won't. The other ones, glory to God, are just full of deceit and glory, always trying to take advantage of somebody to manipulate and control Jezebel spirits. It's so many warfare spirits that out there, glory to God, but we got to be alert. You said, I not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. You told us in your word, even my people, glory to God, destroy for lack of knowledge. When you open up our understanding, some rejecting the knowledge, some rejecting the truth. That's why they can't, glory to God, get in place and in line. God, but I pray that those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord says, get in that word, get in a good Bible teaching church, get in the presence of the Lord, seek out his face, let the Holy Spirit guide, hallelujah, lead us into righteousness and holiness so we can have peace and joy in the midst of the circumstances, that we won't be so easily shaking around like a rag doll out on the ocean without a sail. God, there's so many blessings that you're still blessing us, but sometimes so much going going on around us, giving ear to that, we don't even really see the hand of God operating like we need to. We know that you're still saving and you're still delivering. God, we thank you even for the power of the anointing of the little young lady, 23, of Pastor Apostle Burton's granddaughter. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The enemy wanted to sift her as wheat. And God said, glory to God. Hallelujah, for us to pray. Pastor Burton asked for all the prayer warriors to pray, glory to God. And even when the doctor was saying a couple of days, glory, no response, glory to God. They're going to pull the plug. God told her to say not so. And no change that took place. But when they did take the respirator off the other day, oh, my God, she was breathing on her own. I don't know if she was squeezing her daddy's hand or what, but glory to God. The next day, Pastor said, she's moving ahead and talking, glory to God, and have some movement. We believe in God, glory to God, for her salvation. We believe in God, glory to God, for her, glory to God, to come up out of this healed and whole, with a mindset to give God thanks and the professional help, glory to God, for every deep, glory to God, rooted depression that brought her into this place. God, that she can get back in college and school or do whatever she want to do, but glorifying the Lord, because he'll be Lord of her life, praying for the father and mothers and praying for the family, glory to God, on whatever side that don't know Jesus, that they get saved. But I pray, God, for to worship you and glorify you for this. Oh, God, we thank you for so many people going through right now. Oh, we ask some prayer, glory to God, tonight for Carmelita, glory to God, that had COVID some days ago. Glory to God, coming through it, but still going through pain. But now tonight, we ask in the prayer words to pray. Got a call, glory to God, before coming on, that she has, the baby got 103 temperature. Oh, Lord, we are praying for Imani, glory to God, that this thing, glory to God, will not grip her and not give her a whole lot of pain and agony and whatever. Glory to God, we are praying for deliverance. God, if they need to go to the urgent care, to urgent room, emergency room, as Pastor Bird said, glory to God, we believe in, glory to God, that they will have the wisdom to know what to do tonight, getting a COVID test tomorrow, just to even test to find out whether it's cold flu or whether it's a COVID. But nevertheless, we pray for that whole household, praying for her husband. Thank you for his graduation on Sunday. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for too many other things are going through. Praying for Pastor Danny tonight, glory to God, for the challenge that come against her body with this sciatic nerve. This term macaroni had her down, she said, for days, and she can't even walk. The devil is a lie. You don't loose the apostle. Loose God's prophet right now in the name of Jesus. As we done prayed, glory to God, and got before the Lord today, over an hour in prayer, God, we just thanking you, Lord God, that you are blessing, you are strengthening her and blessing and delivering that young man in that house too as well. We're going to continue to pray for Tyler till he get deliverance. Glory to God, and binding up that spirit in that mouth, God, and be on the Holy Ghost arrest. God, we know you got a plan on the other side of this. Strengthen her, glory to God. Oh, when you get so to the point where the enemy don't even want to allow you to pray and you try to fight through it, God, when that pain is that bad. But God, we are praying you bless her, strengthen her, that God, because you called her and ordained her to do great and mighty things, and the devil don't want, glory to God, her, glory to God, to carry out the assignment that God has placed on her life because it's interfering in his territory. But strengthen her. That's why we got to pray one for another. Pray for our leaders. Pray, glory to God, and help us to reach out to one another when we need to, too. In the name of Jesus, we just pray, glory to God, for so many going through. Praying for Mother Magdalene. God, we are praying, glory to God, for touching her body, healing her, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. As she give her testimony of what she needs prayer for, we thank God. Praying for Pastor Bird. God, you continue to bless her and keep that blood sugar regulated. Keep this prophet, glory to God, tuned into you and the anointing of the things that you're revealing and saying and doing. And you glory to God, the interpretation of, God, of things. God, I pray right now that you will bless our whole family all over. God, pray for Carmelita. For Alicia, God, her and her husband, all have but just in 2 weeks to get out of here, glory to God, not here, but Arkansas, to get to California. Oh, God, we are praying that you will bless them. Keep them covered under the blood. Don't let no incidents and accidents, because they got to move themselves. God, we are praying that you are blessed in the midst. Oh, God, we are praying, glory to God, for this situation where the enemy that came and stole some money from them too, glory to God, to make this trip. God is going to be tight, but I'm praying, God, you open our ears, and God, help us to be a helper and a blessing one to another. I'm praying, glory to God. Work this thing out in the name of Jesus. Keep them, God, because you put them on that assignment. They done prayed to seek the Lord, and glory to God, and we done been praying. So now the enemy is not going to, glory to God, come in and turn things tippy-turvy. God, we done praying for so many people that's going through so many things. God, I'm going to release the line so all the warriors can pray. We bind up Satan, all his lacours. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for the report to David and myself. We are praying, glory to God, this body is going to line up with the word of God. Thank you for the progress. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, for blessings. Thank you for intercepting all where the enemy, glory to God, meant evil. God, I bless you. You get the glory, the praise, and the honor. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing our sisters and brothers. Thank you for these women on this prayer line, so faithful, and our brother too as well. God, I bless you today. Meet every need, touching their bodies and their lives and their children. Keep them healed and hope. Keep them alert in the spirit. Keep us with communication open to you, God, in obedience and also respect and communication with one another. Keep us in a place, glory to God, praying, seeking your face and obeying what your word says. God, we need you like never before. We want to be like that deer that panted out the water brook, so does our heart pant after you. That we can't open our mouth and say, I'm going to bless him at all times. I'm in the valley right now, but I'm going to bless him. All my body going through right now, but I'm going to bless him because I'm going to bless him even while I'm on the mountaintop. I'm going to bless him in the midst of these decisions because I know he has all the answers. He is the provider. He's the Jehovah Jireh. He's the El Shaddai. He is the old Jehovah. Come on. He's the one that's going to take me through. He's the one that's going to prepare that table in the presence of my enemy. Oh, glory, when I'm walking up right before him, he's not going to hold no good thing. God, I thank you, Lord God, keeping me in the night, keeping me in the day, keeping me on the waterways and the highways, glory to God, hallelujah, in the airways, wherever we may be, God, we thank you, traveling mercy, going in and out of these various places, even in our own home, God, when the devil's out there plotting and planning and setting up traps and snares to destroy people and hurt them, God, you thank you for, we thank you for them angels being a captive and blood covered over us, God, glory to God, that it will not come nigh our dwelling, God, but we come against even them trying to sneak in the back door, side door, or whatever, through our families, our loved ones, ourselves, and our church family, we plead the brother, help us to be on our phone, calling in the laborers, calling in the laborers, calling in the laborers. Oh, wake up, oh, wake up. Drop off, glory to God, all these weights and glory to God and sins and things and distractions. And wake up and get to the answer of the call of Jesus Christ again. Ye said, glory to God, hallelujah, in the midst of all of these things that are going on, you told us to remember that we're bought with our price, no more our own. We didn't call ourselves. You called us and ordained us, hallelujah, to go forth and bring forth much fruit. God, I'm blessing you now. So we take authority over these spirits right now. Every plot, plan, scheme, and everything else that already setting up to sabotage what God is saying and doing, we rebuke and bind it and loosen from its assignment now and tell them to go back to the dry place from whence it came. Untimely death and even this COVID, we bind you and loose and cast out this confusion and chaos and glory, our disobedience and rebellion or whatever, glory, and that spirit of deception. We cast you down and cast you out and send you back to the dry place from whence you came. We loose, glory to God, you from your assignment and loose, Holy Spirit, have thine own way. Call our peace and joy back in. Strength and courage, glory to God, to do your will. Obedience, submission to your will. Studying and rightly dividing your word of truth. And no deception, God. And glory to God, get rid of that greed and get rid of that glory to God, pain and agony and other things that are trying to cause people to get, glory to God, in a little cocoon and pull back and draw back. Just a setup for the devil for the devour. Because he comes in like a lion. Glory, I seek him whom he can devour. And that's why he said, be alert, the word says. Ah, glory to God. Ah, be alert, as he says. But be sober, sober-minded. Be diligent. Oh, God, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain, and cause us, glory to God, to get in the place that we'll soar like the eagle and run and not be weary. Be planted like that tree by the rivers of water, looking to you, the author and the finish of our faith. Oh, God, seeking your will. In Jesus' name we do pray. In Sheba, Noro e Mekandara Rabakiseta, Shela Ramosa. Oh, God, I glorify you and magnify you. Holy, holy name. You are worthy of the praise. Glory to God. We're going to have our sister, praise God, prophet, to pray after she pray. We'll have Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, Mother Willette, and praise God. The check is black. Is there? If not, we have Mother Pastor Sims in that order. Praise Shamo Kobasi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. The line's open, my sister. Praise God. Oh, thank you.
Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We honor you and we give you glory this day. We thank you, Father, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just thank you, Father God, for watching over us. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us, protecting us. We thank you, Father God, that you will never leave nor forsake us. So, Father God, as we gather tonight on this phone in one accord, We know, Father God, that you are in our midst. We know, Father God, because you said in your word, where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing on any one thing, that I would be in your midst. So we thank you, Father God, for being our midst tonight. We thank you, Father God, for every prayer that has already gone up by Pastor Hubbard. We thank you, Father God, that not one request, Father God, will drop on the ground now in Jesus' name, because you said your word would accomplish what it sent out to do. So we just want to thank you and give you praise and honor and glory, because you are so worthy, and God, you're worthy to be praised. So we thank you, Father God, as we come tonight and standing in the gap, God, that whatever we ask shall come to pass. We bless you and we praise you. Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider, Father God. And you have provided everything for us that we need pertaining to health, finances, and any other thing, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. So help us, Father God, that during these trying times, that we keep our eyes on the prize, Father God. And that's what shall come in Jesus' name. Help us to not be frightful or be afraid, God, for all of this stuff that's going on around us now in Jesus' name. We would not be afraid for the terror by night, God. People going killing one another. And God, we even saw in the church where somebody go up in the church, Father God, and just begin to shoot up people. But, Father God, we are praying for those families now, those that lost loved ones, those that got shot. Father God, and we thank you for the congregation, God, that they had the ability to think quick and overtake him. God, we know that nothing catches you by surprise. So we thank you, Father God, that you kept those people's lives in your hand, Father God. And we don't know what went on in this man's head, but God, we lift him up to you in Jesus' name. Take out any hatred or any other thing, God, that's in his heart in the name of Jesus. God, we're still in your hand. We don't care what go on, Father God. You are still God. You still rule. You still reign. And you are faithful, dear God. So, God, we just bless your name. God, we do thank you, God, for even what's going on, even with this Corbett, God, trying to show his head again. We come against every disease, God, every virus, everything that's named right now in Jesus' name. We come against COVID. We come against cancer. We come against high blood pressure. We come against thalassemia. We come against glaucoma. We come against kidney disease and heart disease, liver, lung disease. We come against all blood disorders right now, headaches, any other thing, God, the cancer or shabakididianda. We come against it in Jesus' name, because God, you've already sent your word to heal us, and we lift up everybody, Father God, who is suffering with any of these ailments right now in Jesus' name. And we speak healing over their body. We're speaking truth and confidence to their minds now, God, in Jesus' name. Because by your stripes, we are already healed, God. So I thank you, God, even as we might walk through some of this in our natural body, Father God, that we will stand on your word and stand on your truth, Father God. Because if you are for us, who can be against us, God? We thank you, Father God, right now that we can call on that name that is above every name that's named in heaven and in earth. And whatever we ask, Father God, it shall be done in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that your arm is not short, that you cannot save, and nothing is too hard for you. So we ask you now for wisdom. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to show us how to navigate through these times, Father God, when so much is going on. But God, we thank you that you got us in the palm of your hand, and you can turn us any way you want us to, in Jesus' name. We're in the world, but we are not of it. And help us to act that way and know, God, that we are more than conquerors through you, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. So we don't have to fear. Our minds don't have to be troubled, Father God, because we know that you guide us and that you are for us, dear God, in Jesus' name, because you are Elohim. You are the creator of heaven and earth. Everything was made by you and for you, Father God. So we glorify you and we lift you up, Father God, in Jesus' name. You are El Shaddai. You are the almighty God of blessings, Father God. We thank you that you bless us. You keep us, Father. We are blessed people, Father God. And help us to always know who we are and to act accordingly, dear God, in the name of Jesus, regardless of what is going on, because, God, this world, hallelujah, is going through a mess. But, God, you're going to always have that remnant. You're going to always have your church, dear God, that we're going to rise up and come forth with power, might, and the authority of Almighty God. For you are Jehovah Nisi. You are that banner over us. You are that protection. You are that standard, Father God. And I pray even that the body of Christ will set a standard, Father God. We will not be a part of the world system. We are in the world, God, but we are not of it. We come from another kingdom. And you've called us, God, to bring that kingdom of heaven into this earthly realm, Father, regardless of what's happening right now, in Jesus' name. We will not fear. We will not draw back, but we will speak forth what thus says the Lord. We will speak it forth in power and the anointing, and we will see these things come to pass. For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God, we shall not want for any good thing. You are a shepherd. And you say that the sheep, God, hear the shepherd's voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Because, God, it's a lot of noise now. It's just noise. It's coming from the east and the north and the west and the south. They're killing over here. They're taking drugs over here. They're stealing over here. They're lying over here. But we pray in the name of Jesus that through all of the noise that we are hearing now, God, that we keep our focus, we keep our eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray in the name of Jesus that we don't let what the world say or what people are saying, Father God, change our minds. For we have the mind of Christ. We hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own hearts, dear God. We thank you that regardless of anything that's going on, we're going to walk in love, God. We're going to operate in love because we know that love covers a multitude of sin, Father God, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we pray now, God, hallelujah, for those, God, who got caught up in the world system now, whether it's in the church, whether it's the people next door, whatever influences, God, is coming in their ears now, in Jesus' name. We come against it with our sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, where we will quench everything, God, that's not of you, in Jesus' name. You've given us power and authority. God, you said in your word that whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose in the earth is loosed in heaven. So, God, we loose up the Holy Spirit now. We are loosed up in the atmosphere, Father God, in Jesus' name. Power, authority, and love, God. Peace in the Holy Ghost. Right now, we loosen it up in Jesus' name, that people's hearts will be changed, God, in the precious name of Jesus, because that's the only way they can change. And you are the only one, Father God, that can turn us around and change us, God, by your power, by your love, and by the anointing. Because, God, we already know that you've not lost not one, Father God, that's yours. You've not lost one. But, God, help us to go forth and to do the works, dear God. We are not rewarded by the works, God, because we are already perfect in the beloved. The price have already been paid. But help us, Father God, to go and pull those in that you know of yours, Father God. Pull them out of darkness into the light of your dear Son. So, Father, we are praying now. We are praying for the body of Christ. We are praying for them to come up and be the light now, God, in Jesus' name, and not to be overcome by the darkness that we face every day, God, in Jesus' name. So we come against the spirit of murder right now, God, in Jesus' name. As people are going around and they are copping off of one another, but we know, God, that Satan is in charge of all of that. We know, Father God, that Satan, he occupies the atmosphere, and he will catch anybody that will walk into his traps. Help us to be aware, and help us, God, to know that a lot of this stuff that's happening to our young people, even to the children, even people in the church, is because of demonic forces, Father, that they've left some open door, and the enemy have come in, Father, and he's taken them over. But we are praying for them right now, God, in Jesus' name. We're standing in the gap for those that can't see now. And we pray in Jesus' name that you would deliver them from the snares and the traps that the enemy has set. He has set, God, because we have allowed lust for things to come in our eyes. We have allowed lust for things, God, to get in our ears. And more than that, we speak filth out of our mouths, God. And the only thing that we can speak that will accomplish what we want is the word of God. So help us, God, to speak the truth in the midst of everything that's going on in Jesus' name. God, you said, let the weak say that they were strong. Let the sick say that they are healed. Let the poor, God, say that they are rich. Because we're going to speak your word. We're going to stand on it, God. We don't care what's going on. We're going to speak forth what God would say and what God would do. We thank you, Father God, that we have that authority. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. God, if we just stand under your shadow, if we just stand under your protection, if we just let you be our shield and our buckler, God, if we just continue to walk by faith and not by sight, God, if we just continue to finish this race, because, God, we got a sight on the prize, and we got to know that can't nothing happen that you don't allow, because we got to make it, God, to the other side. So I pray, Father God, as all of this stuff is going on, that we're not going to be worried. We're not going to even let that in to our thinking, God. We're just going to call those things that be not as if it were. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then would I hear from heaven and I would heal their land. So, God, we seek you with our whole hearts as we lift up our families to you. God, I lift up my family to you tonight. I lift up Wanda and Shirley and all my sisters and my nieces and my nephews all the way down to the 50th generation, because you know them each, God, and you know what each one is walking through. So I am praying for all the provisions, Father God, for their healing and their finances and their well-being, Father God, that every need they have will be met in you. I am praying for those, God, who are out of the fold right now, because some of them, Father, listening to a voice that's not yours. Because you said, hallelujah, that we know your voice, God, for you are the good shepherd. And with all of the other voices out there, we know when you call us. We know when you direct us. We know, Father God, when you lead and guide us. So I am praying for my family members right now who are lost, Father God. And I'm praying that that teaching that they had as a youth would come back, Father God, in Jesus' name. Those that are on drugs and alcohol, Father, I call for those addictions to be gone, and cigarettes and whatever it is, God, that would take their lives early. I am praying for those addiction, God, to be gone now in Jesus' name. I am praying, Father God, that their mind would be made up, and God, that they would invite you in the precious name of Jesus. God, I pray for the neighborhood that you placed me in. I don't know who's saved and who's not, but I pray that the Spirit of the living God would move from one apartment to the other, that you would be with us. God, I'm praying that they will have new ideas, that they will be renewed by the transforming of their minds, dear God, in Jesus' name, and that they will know that they need you, God, in the precious name of Jesus. I don't care what they have financially, God, because what is it, God, that we gain the whole world and lose all soul? So, Father, help us to be prepared now as we prepare ourselves for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Help us, Father God, in this preparation that we get in the place that we need to be, that we get in that call that you have for our lives. God, that we don't try to be anybody but who you've called us to be. And help us to do it well, Father God, in Jesus' name. I come against jealousy, envy, or any other thing, God, in the body. Because you're the one that gives the gifts, God. You're the one that calls us. And you're the one that will make a way for us. Because, God, you said you would not. Man can't open a door for us. Neither can man close a door for us. So, Father God, we just praise and honor you today. How awesome you are. How great you are, Father God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word gonna forever stand, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, I just want to make this personal for a minute. I want you to touch my body, God, from my head to my feet. And I want you to heal me, God, in all the, those places that need to be healed. I ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, that I don't move by what I feel sometimes, God, but I just move by every word that comes from your mouth. I pray, Father God, that you help me, that I will pray without ceasing. I ask you to help me, God, that I study that word, and because your word won't come back void. I pray in the name of Jesus that you come against that spirit of procrastination now, God, in the name of Jesus. And I speak to this blood sugar. I speak to hypertension. I speak to thalassemia. I speak to every blood disorder, cancers, any other thing, God, that's trying to form in this body. And now, in Jesus' name, got to go. This vertigo got to go. This headache got to go. In Jesus' name, I am a child of God. And I'm called by your name. And it can't stay here. No weapons formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue, God, that rises up against me shall be condemned. So I don't care what the enemy is plotting or planning or words that's being spoken. They're going to fall to the ground right now in Jesus' name without producing a crop in the precious name of Jesus. And God, I do thank you for the prayer warriors. I thank you for those, God, that have taken time out to be here tonight to pray, to stand in the gap, Father God, and to lift up the name of Jesus. You said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. Oh, hallelujah. So we lift you up tonight. We pray for each family. Whatever is going on in their household, you know, dear God. Whatever is going on in their bodies, you know, I call them healed, God, by your word. Jehovah Rapha, you are our healer now, God. Every need, Jehovah Jireh. God, have your way with us as we stand in the gap. And not only will they be blessed in their household, but their families and their neighborhoods, God, because they're going to be the light there in a dark place. We are the salt of the earth, Father God. So I ask that you use each one. I pray in the name of Jesus that you lead and guide us to where you want to be. We thank it not robbery, God, to come and to pray and to be on one accord now, God, in Jesus' name. Because together we can stand and move and accomplish a lot. But when we are divided, God, a house divided against itself can't stand. So I'm praying tonight, God, as each person prays, each person come before you and make their requests made known unto you, I come in total agreement with them right now, God, in Jesus' name. And whatever we ask shall come to pass by your power and your authority. Oh, God, we are in the battle, but the battle is not ours. That battle belongs to you. And help us to give it to you as we come and cast all cares and concerns, God, upon you because you care for us. And God, so I thank you for hearing me. I thank you, Father God, for bringing those things to pass. And again, God, we don't want to forget the United States of America and those people that you have put in authority, God. We pray for their leadership. We pray, God, that they have the mind of Christ. We pray, God, that they seek you. We pray, God, that the decisions that they make will be for the people, dear God, as we come against hatred and racism and all of those things that the devil have raised up his head, God, in Jesus' name. And we do pray, God, still praying for Ukraine with all that they are going through, lives that they have lost, God, and territory that the enemy have torn down. But we know, God, there's nothing too hard for you. So we're asking that you continue to be with those people. But most of all, we're praying that somebody somewhere, a missionary, God, is in place where they can tell them about Jesus. Because, God, I don't care what we gain here and die and lose our soul. It ain't about nothing. So I'm praying for those missionaries, for their safety, God. I'm praying, Father God, that they'll be able to reach some man and some woman now in Jesus' name, and their lives will be changed in Jesus' name. All over this world, God, we are praying. We are praying that people will come into the fold. We are praying, God, that people will hear that word, that they will be changed, and that they will come to you. Because, Father, right now we look like Solomon and Gomorrah. But, God, we thank you that the church is still here, and we can still make a change in Jesus' name. We will not take on the image of the world, but we will have that the world to take on the image of Christ in mm-hmm. Jesus' name. So, God, we do thank you. We bless you, and we give you honor and glory. And we thank you for this privilege and this time to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for Jesus who died for us that we might have life and have a life abundantly. We thank you for the price that he paid on that cross, God, for us so that we could be your children, God, that someday we will be with you. We are here, God, but we're seated in heavenly places right now. And we thank you for that chief intercessor, that we can know, Father God, that he's interceding for us right now. If I don't say the right words, if I don't say it the way it's supposed to be said, I thank you for Jesus, that chief intercessor. By the time, God, it get to your ears, it's exactly what it's supposed to be in Jesus' name. So we can trust you. and we rest in you. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. You're not there, Mother McCormick? Hello?
Hello?
Mother, are you there?
I thought
you were next.
Mother Alexander?
Next? No, she's not. No.
Okay then. All right. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank God. We just thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that helped, for that already prayed, Lord God. We thank God for Pastor Hubbard and Prophet Burton. God, we just thank God for them that have already prayed and the one that's going to come behind us. Lord, we just give glory and honor to you, Lord, because you is a God that sits high. You's a God that sees. You knows all things. And, Lord God, we realize, Heavenly Father, if it had not been for you today, where would we be? We would not have made it today if you hadn't woke us up, if you hadn't touched our mind and give us the strength to rise this morning. Oh, Father, we just give glory and honor to you because you is the author and the finish of our faith. You are the God that sit high and look low. You are the one that knows our heart desire and you knows what we need. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the cool breeze. We thank you, Lord God, for the clean water that you give us, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the breath that we breathe, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the air that we breathe on today, God. Oh, Father, we just give glory and honor to you. Help us, Lord God. Help us to keep our focus, Lord. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, Lord God. A God that you see and you know our heart desire. Lord, we pray for the world as a whole, God. We pray for so many things that's going on in the world today. We pray for the COVID, Lord God, that it's going to be completely gone, that it's not going to rise up again. We bind up that devil right now that tries to sneak in and try to linger on other people, Lord God. Oh, Father, we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to look on, Lord God, the school kids, Lord God. Look on those that have come out of college now, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to make the right decision, which way to go and what to do, Lord God. Oh, God, let them know, God, that you are right there beside them, and whatever their heart desire is and whatever they need, they can come to you, Lord God. They can come boldly to the throne of grace, and they can find help in a time of need, Lord God. So, God, let them realize, God, if they don't have to be out there doing these other evil things, these other things that's going on in the world. They can be in the world, but they don't have to be of the world. They don't have to be doing all this other mess that's going on in the world. Help them to have an eye to see, Lord. Help them to come to you, Lord God, and want to be changing and want their eyes to be open that they can realize that they can be different and they can let their light shine. And that somebody that see them see that they're acting different, that they're not doing some of the things that young people do. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, for them because we know, God, that your word said in John 14:27, you said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, help them to realize they can have that peace when trouble is all around them. They don't have to worry about the situation and things that's going on. They can have that peace that you have left for them to have in the name of Jesus, that peace that you give them, not as the world have given, but the peace you give them. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for our young people. We pray for them all, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the older ones too, Lord God, that they will come around, that they will see themselves, Lord God, that they will realize some things, Lord, that they will realize, Lord God, that they need to take a stand and be able to be an example to let the young people see that there's a change. They won't just sit around and do the same thing or that they always did. But let them know that Jesus is the only one that can change them. That word of God, that word is the only thing that can change us as we walk this journey. You the only one. You said that you sent your son in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. So God, let them know, God, that you the one that can save us. You the one that can make us be changed and be different and walk in the way that you have us to walk. Father, we pray, Lord God, for people that so many, like my sister said, people getting killed and can't even go to the grocery store and some of probably now probably feel to even go to the store. Help us not to be that way, Lord God. Help us to have that strength to know that you said, God, that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Help us to be alert. Just help us to be alert when we out and about or going around doing things or going into stores and getting what we need to get and coming back out or even in getting ready to put our grocery in the car, different things like that. Are going different places, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you to lead us and guide us. God, help us, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in the way that you want us to go, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, we know that if you don't do it, Lord, it won't be done. We can't do it down here by ourselves. We need you, Lord God. We need you to walk with us. We need you to talk with us. We need you to help us to know, God, that it's the word of God is going to take us through. And God, give us that. Continue to help us to have the wisdom and the knowledge and the revelation of your word. Because we know that the word of God says, ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So help us, Lord God, to help us to learn and come into that truth, to know we don't have to walk and do these things that we used to do. And we know the word of God tells us to ask. It said, whatsoever thing that you ask in prayer, believe, and you will receive. That's Matthew 21 and 22. So God, help us, Lord God, to learn how to ask. And when we ask, just believe. Just believe. And if we believe it, we shall receive these things that we ask for. But help us not to ask as amiss. Help us not to ask in the wrong way about different things. Because sometimes you can ask in some other way, in the wrong way of asking about things. So God, help us to ask according to what the word of God is telling us to ask, according to your word, God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because you said, God, you said, Lord God, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So, God, help us to trust you in all our ways, so we'll lean not to our own understanding, because we can walk and lean on our own understanding sometimes in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray this afternoon. We pray, Father, for the world. So many sickness, so many different things are going on in the world. Oh, God, we pray for those that have lost their loved ones. So many have lost their loved ones, Lord God. So many is down and out. But let them know, God, that you are right there. You are right there. You'll never leave them nor forsake them. You'll be there. And, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you will, Lord, touch, Lord God, those that's lying in a bed of affliction on tonight, Lord. Look on those that's in the hospital, those that's in the nursing home, Lord God, those that's laying there and don't even know they're in the world, God, but they're yet still breathing. God, we pray, Lord, for these kind of people. We pray, Lord God, for the younger ones or either the older ones, God. Lord, we just thank you for just having mercy on them, that they are still here. Even though they might not be saying nothing, they might not be talking, they might not be doing nothing, but they are still here. And so that's a blessing right by itself. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for they're still breathing. They still have the breath of you in them, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray, Lord God, that you will look on them. And we pray, Lord God, that you will touch the president of the United States, the law enforcement. We ask you to look on the doctors and the nurses and look down on the paramedics, Lord God, as they go and get people when they're getting accident, Lord God. We pray that you'll be with them, Lord God. Look on the firemen when they have to go out and have to go into different places and bring people out of those places where they be in fire. Oh, God, they help them to be with them because their life is in jeopardy, too, when they go and pull other people out of these fires, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray for these kind of people, Lord. So many working in dangerous things or dangerous places, but, God, we thank you for keeping them, Lord. We thank you for keeping your loving arms around these kind of people in the name of Jesus. So, God, we love you on tonight. We appreciate you, Lord, and we pray for all our prayer warriors on tonight. We pray that you'll continue to look on each and every one of them that's on the prayer line, even their homes, Lord God. We pray that you'll continue, Lord, to look down on Monty, Lord God. Oh, God, we just pray, Lord, for that temperature to go down and come normal like it's supposed to in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will just keep her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray for Carmelina, God. We just ask you to touch her body right now, God, and give her strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And look down on her husband, Lord, that have already graduated. God, we just pray for him for what have already been done in their family and knowing, God, that you're going to do great more things in their life. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for her daughter, Sister Hubbard, daughter that's getting ready to move. We pray for them right now, God, knowing, God, that you've got it already worked out before they even get over there. It's already a fix right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, for Pastor Pastor Byrd. God, we pray for what she was praying about a while ago. We pray that you will keep her body healed, God, from her head to the sole of her feet in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you can and we know you will. We know it's already done. In the name of Jesus, and the devil got to get his hands off of her in the name of Jesus, as well as Pastor Hubbard. We pray for that situation, things that she go through, as well as Sister Willette, the things that she go through, as well as Mother Alexander, as well as Pastor Stem, as well as Sister Brenna, as well as Sister Rachel, as well as our Brother Black. Oh, God, we pray for all of these people in the name of Jesus, all these prayer warriors, those that we know and those that we don't know, those that's been on this line preaching the word of God. We pray for their families right now, Lord, that you will bring things forward in their lives where the enemy has took things from them. God, give them back what the cankerworm have took from them in the name of Jesus. Bring it back to them, Lord God, 100-fold, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do, Lord, and all that you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, for the weapon of the warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God, we pray right now that we pull down these strongholds in the name of Jesus. The devil got to loose these people. He got to loose the things that people are going through. He got to take his hands off of us because he don't have no authority over us. We have the authority to walk. We have the mind, and we have the mind of Christ if we walk in it. And if we open up our mouth and speak it, and if we declare these things, that whatever the enemy tried to come before us, we bind them that devil in the name of Jesus, that he got to loose us in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you right now, Lord, for what you're doing. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in my life, Lord God. I pray right now. Oh, God, I pray for the thing that I'm going through right now, but I'm already healed. I claim my healing right now in the name of Jesus. I claim it where the doctor had said they found some trace of blood in my urine and everything else was okay. But I told that nurse today, I said, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I told her, I said, everything else all right? She said, yeah. I said, well, I'm already healed. I claim it in the name of Jesus. I didn't care. She didn't even know what to say when I said that. I said, I'm already healed in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord God, for my healing right now. I claim it and I believe it, and I pray for other ones the same as all us touching and agreeing and bind that devil. He got to loose us. He got to let us go because he has no authority over us. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, because we know it's the word. It's the word that's going to help us to go forward, and we have to continue to stay in that word. We have to continue to pray. We have to continue to seek the face of God like never before. So we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. We love you, Lord God. We appreciate you, and we know that you tell us in your word to keep our focus on you. You tell us to lift our eyes to the hills for which coming our help. We know all our help comes from you. And you also told us, Heavenly Father, you said in your word in Psalms 107 and 20, you said you sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And so, God, you already sent your word, and the word of God said, I shall live and not die and declare the work of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in. And I thank you, God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. And you also told us in the last scripture that I'm going to give you, Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. I will not exalt among the heat the nation, I will be exalted in the earth. So letting us know that you will be exalted in the earth. Where the enemy try to exalt himself, you are you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So we look to the hills from which coming our help, and we know all our help come from you. And we bind up the devil, and he has no authority over none of us. We can speak it, and we declare with the authority that we are healed and we are delivered, and we step out and we stand on it, and don't let the enemy try to bring us down. We stand on it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Minister BJ?
Yes, you're right. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you so much. Hallelujah. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, for what my ears have heard and the sincere prayers of your saints, Lord God. I praise you, and I thank you that you love us. I give you glory, honor, and praise. As the psalm writer says, I will bless you, Lord, at all times, and your praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in you, dear God. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory be to you. Father God, I thank you that you love us. Hallelujah. That, Lord God, that you are for us. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at your right hand, making intercession for us, Lord God. I praise you for being a mighty good God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you that you've already gotten us the victory. Thank you that you've already worked out every situation. And let me just touch and agree with my sisters that have already gone forward, Father God, according to your word in Matthew 18:18-19. Glory be to God. I touch and agree with the prayers of faith that have gone forward. I touch and agree with every word, hallelujah, of your promise that was spoken out of their mouths in Christ Jesus' name, and I'm in agreement that your word is so, hallelujah, and that it is, hallelujah, already done in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Lord God. I won't repeat all the names that have already been lifted up, Lord God, but I'm in agreement with every request for every person that have been lifted up, Lord God, on this prayer line on tonight. Thank you that you hear us. Glory be to God. And you reward, hallelujah, faith, hallelujah, moves you. So as we come, hallelujah, knowing that where two or three are gathered together your name, you are in our midst, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And that's the woman who pressed, hallelujah, through the crowd to touch just the hem of your garment. She said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. So I'm in agreement with the power of your word that each person that have been lifted up here tonight, Lord God, has already, hallelujah, received what they stand in need of, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I praise you, I honor you, I worship you. I thank you, Lord God, for all of your supernatural, miracle-working, Lord God, wonders that you're doing in the earth today. Yes, there's a lot going on to just try to distract people and get them off the real focus, off the big picture. But Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, keep us focused on the night. Thank you, Lord God, that I've desired, hallelujah, to seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness. In other words, I want to give first place to you, Lord God. I want to hear from you, Heavenly Father. I want to sit and commune with you, glory be to God. I thank you so much. I thank you for the answered prayer. Somebody called and said, oh, Dad, my husband just had a stroke, headed to the hospital, and before the night was over, glory be to God, we prayed for, Lord God, give him a full recovery, and he received it in Jesus' name. And he was asking for something to eat before midnight, glory be to God. And glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for my dear friend, Prophetess Lily, praise God, who had the other aneurysm surgery this morning. And she just texted me and told me, praise God, she's in her room and she's going to watch a little bit of TV now, but she's feeling real good. To God be the glory. God, I thank you that you are God, hallelujah, that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. God, as we come before your presence, hallelujah, seeking, Lord God, you, Lord God, because we know you are yet the answer for the world today. You're the answer, hallelujah, for every situation, every circumstance. And, Father, I just trust that, Lord God, you use these situations. Some are not pleasant, but you use every one of them to get man's attention. You want some of them, Lord God, to reach man, like this pandemic, or, Lord God, these fires that's burning and it seems like they won't go out, or, Lord God, a lot of situations, the wars that's going on, they're trying to get people to realize it's time to turn to you. Lord, have mercy on our souls. God, I pray a special prayer tonight, hallelujah, in agreement once again with my sisters that's already prayed, but I also pray a special prayer for those, Lord God, who can't do for themselves. They may be paraplegics, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They may be blind. They may be, Lord God, halt. They can't, Lord God, move except somebody turn them tonight. I pray, God, for those that are special needs that live in facilities where people have to help them, Lord God, help feed them, help clothe them, help bathe them. And, God, I pray for strength for the caretakers, those that are working in these different facilities, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we come against, yes, I touch and agree with the Lord God, coming against these demons of suicide and demons of murder and oppression and depression in the name of Jesus. And according to your word, Matthew 18, God, whatever we bind here, you're binding in heaven. So we binding up the demon of suicide, the demon of murder, the demon of oppression and depression in Christ Jesus' name. God, we pray, oh, Lord God, that you set the captive, those that have been held bound by, Lord God, sickness and disease and strongholds and addiction. We pray the sword of the Spirit be released in the earth today and anoint those ones who need a special deliverance, Lord God, with the deliverance, Lord God, of sin, of deliverance, of strongholds, addictions, disease, sickness, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. Let the sword of the Spirit, which is your powerful, anointed word, go forth and loose and set people free. God, I pray for those, Lord God, that have been disobedient and rebellious, Lord God, to their parents, Lord God, that child that's using all kind of bad words and being a, Lord God, honoring and disobedient, Lord God, to the caretaker. I pray in Christ Jesus' name that that devil is driven out of his mind, body, and soul. Send the sword of the Spirit right now in the name of Jesus to sever every yoke, Lord God, of bondage that that enemy has tried to attach to that child. Loose him and set him free, devil, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you right now for what you're doing in the earth today. I thank you that we've got enough, Lord God, understanding to take you at your word, to be in agreement with your word. Jesus, you promised John 10:10, I came that you might have life. And yes, I'm in agreement with Sister McCormick when she says, hallelujah, we shall live and not die and declare the mighty works of God. Yes, we shall. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. Every tongue that rises against us falsely, you shall condemn in Jesus' name. You said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory be to God. Because we've made you our refuge and our habitation, no evil is even authorized on our premises. Not even authorized on our bodies. Glory be to God. That's why we put on the whole armor of God in the name of Jesus. God, I pray the prayer of faith right now that every family that's represented here, that their needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I love you on this evening. I bless you on this evening. I praise you. God, not to make a long prayer, but I appreciate what you're doing in this season in the earth. Yes, a lot's going on, but I refuse to give place to anything except for making room in my heart and my life for you so that I'll know I'll be doing those things, Lord God, that will, Lord God, be light and salt in this earth where I can draw others unto you. God, this world need help. People everywhere need help, Lord God. They need deliverance, Lord God. I pray for a changed mindset. God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I pray for help. I pray that your angels go forward, Lord God, and encamp around your people, Lord God, our loved ones. I bind up that demon of deception, that demon of distraction. Bring it up, oh, stupid stuff from the past. The devil is a liar. We pray, oh, God, every generational curse and stupidity, Lord God, be broken and destroyed and annihilated at the name of Jesus. You said, praise God, whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you will give it to us. Why? So that our joy will be full. Glory be to God. Yes, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. But we thank you for victory. We thank you for making us more than overcomers. Bless your people on tonight. Strengthen every family member. God, you know about that COVID. We bind up that demon of affliction, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray no weapon, no COVID, Lord God, that's trying to exalt itself and our common leader or her daughter's life, Lord God. We pray that in any of our lives, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, cover your people, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus against everything that tried to exalt itself, against the knowledge and the power of God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for victory. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for healing. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord God, for a good, sound mind in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I love you on tonight. I bless your people, Lord God. I pray for Minister BJ. Continue, Lord God. Thank you for putting people on her heart, and she'll call and pray for you, Lord God, and won't let God. God, you know what she's standing in need of, and I touch and agree with the prayers that have already been prayed, that all of her needs will be met. Nothing missing, nothing broken. All of those that were lifted up in Jesus' name. I love you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the prayers of your people on tonight. Bless those, Lord God, that may not even say anything. Meet their needs. You know what they stand in need of. I love you, Lord God. I thank you for every miracle. I thank you that you're on the throne. You're yet God. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. I think it's my turn, Pastor BJ.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for all of the wonderful and the many prayers that have gone up before you, Lord. And they're not just words that you're saying. We're expecting, Father God, for you to present and perform these miracles, Lord, that you have given unto us. It's your word, Lord, that is in our hearts, and we thank you so much for these mighty prayer warriors, Lord. We thank you for Pastor BJ being so willing to come and help people on this prayer line everywhere, help the prayer warriors. Everybody is blessed, I believe, that will come on this prayer line. Lord God, we praise you. We lift up. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, Ancient of Days, we just thank you, Lord, for your mighty works and your mighty power. because your word says that it's nothing impossible with you. You can do anything but fail. And, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your matchless grace. Father, we ask you to help us, Lord, to be more grateful, to be as grateful as we can be and should be for your mighty works, for all these blessings, Lord. I thank you, Lord, Father God, that both of my sons, after having hip surgery, both of them are up walking, moving around, sometimes maybe on a little cane, but they're moving anyway, Father. I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters that are doing well, Lord. Thank you for healing my body, Father. And those things that still manifest itself, I still claim it because you made our bodies. You know all about it. You know how to fix it, Lord. And we just have to hold on to your word. One of the prayer warriors mentioned the distractions. That's what the enemy does. He comes in with all these distractions trying to take your thoughts and your mind away from him and put them on something else. Lord, but help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, Lord. So our labor won't be in vain. We laboring, Lord, for we just need you, Lord. We need answers to some of these questions, Lord. We need healing. We need, oh, Father, we need guidance. We need deliverance, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, in your precious name, that you fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Lord, no matter what and how the things go, that we will hold on no matter what to your word, Lord. And not sometimes it's not easy to do, but it's the right thing to do, and it's the thing that will bring you out. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We just lift you up. We want men and women, boys and girls all over the land and country to see you and to know that you are the answer to all of our problems. You're the answer, Lord. And you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you are Emmanuel, God with us. You just didn't go and leave us comfortless. You left the Holy Spirit that abides in us, Lord God, and we thank you so much for that. Father, we pray for mankind everywhere, Lord. We pray for Israel, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that this pandemic will be turned around and sent back to the pits from which it came. And, Father, that it takes racism, depression, oppression, suicidal tendencies that so many people are experiencing now, the spirit of murder, all of that, Father. Just people don't have any walls. They just do anything. And, Father, we pray for the people in the war-torn countries, Lord, that somebody will come by that can tell them that Jesus Christ is the answer to all of their problems. Oh, Father, we just give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. And for all of the ones that are on the line, whatever your need is, Father, whatever their needs are, Father, you know they may not ever say it or they may not request prayer, but, Father, you know just what it is, Father. Father, well, this physical, spiritual, financial, whatever it is, Lord, bless, Lord. We ask you to bless this line and these people, Father, and all of the people that are connected with them, Father, that you bless and keep them, Lord, that we will be able to keep our mind on you, Father, and many, many, many more miracles will happen on this line. Oh, Father, I just praise your name. I bless your name and give you honor and glory, Father, that all this world, Father, would come to know. Because you said in your word, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. So, Lord, let them get the understanding of you right now so they won't have to be bowed down. They'll start now. They'll be used to it when you come back and when you stand in the middle of the air. Hallelujah. When you stand, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. We don't know, but we do believe it's the end times. Father, we love you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We praise your name. Father, help us to love you with our whole heart and that we don't go lean into our own understanding, but that we acknowledge you in all our ways. And, Father, we're asking you, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir, direct our path, Lord Jesus. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, Lord. I'm trying to live through Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Father, that because leaning on our own understanding will get us in trouble every time, but that we listen to your voice, and, Father, that we can hear you even if you whisper. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask you, Father, to be with us, and anything that we should have said that we didn't say, Lord, help us, Father, to stand in your word and in your ways. We love you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God, awesome God. We thank you, Jesus, tonight for all the mighty works you have done and the word, glory to God, of the anointing and the power, glory to God, of his word. God, we thank you for standing on the promises of the Lord, that we believe in you by faith, that every prayer that was prayed under the anointing and the power and authority that you gave each one of us, as you say, one can taste 1,000 tooth, but 10,000 to flight. We believe in you for miracles just to flow through it and confirmations of the blessings that we're standing on, glory to God, will be manifested. We believe it in the hours, in the days, and the weeks, and the months coming ahead. Great and mighty things to be manifested the more, not only through this prayer line, other prayer lines, other places, glory to God, where people are praying. For some of our prayers, we're going to be able to hear the answer back in many miraculous things we already heard about miracles. God, we thank you, Lord God, and the power that you have given us to come against the adversary that's coming against our bodies. We believe in the attack on the believers, glory to God, going to be eradicated, dismantled. But most of all, you're going to be glorified because we're coming out victorious, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And even like the woman of God said, even when she heard, glory to God, what was going on, when the doctor had to check you totally, she done had everything done, glory to God, and then all of a sudden, glory to God, you're going to have that one little thing. Thank you for the power of saying, I speak against that. I'm not receiving that. I'm standing on God's word. Everything else been good, glory to God, in my tests and everything else. We are thanking you, glory to God, for all God and the things that are going through in our bodies. Even today, glory to God, is saying, you have been at borderline diabetes some time ago, months ago, but even with this medicine that's supposed to shoot it back up, and it only went up a point, so it's still back down, glory to God. So I'm thanking the Lord. I was in the room saying, no, I'm believing God in spite of God. So I'm just thanking you that we're going to continue to stand and decree and declare. We done heard many of the testimonies. Pastor Burton had it other times. My sisters done had it. My mother McCormick said it many times. Brother Willette said it many times and so forth. And there's some things we had to go through, glory to God. We know, glory to God, even you, Pastor, says, we done said things, glory to God, that we know by the faith that it was God brought us through, and there's other things we had to go through, but still yet it wasn't to the degree that the enemy said. But God, we thank you. That's the kind of miraculous, marvelous, glory to God that we serve in the name of Jesus. Enemy tried to steal this simple little word, physical, when my sister went through a total physical, talking about Mother McCormick, and this one thing, the devil is a lie. We thank you, Lord God. I'm believing you for all of those that are praying for Imani. We're praying that text that I got from Carmelita about 10 minutes ago, that her temperature was taken by the baby. But we pray that the thing registered right and it's 98.8. And we're praying that's so that it stay down, even though she had some ibuprofen. That's a big jump from 103. When the daddy took it, in the name of Jesus. So we're praying, glory to God, that it is, glory to God, stay down, and there will be no complication, no problem. She will be able to have something, eat on her stomach. We believe it, glory to God, even when they get that test in the morning for her, that we're going to believe it's negative. We're going to continue to fight the good fight of faith, that COVID is not going to rise back up, as has been said, that we're going to believe God, and whatever it does, it's not going to keep coming into our homes or try to come in our homes or visit us in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for Mother McCormick's daughter, great daughter,
granddaughter and great-granddaughter that's over to God that's having some kind of what flu symptoms, or it could be the other symptoms, but whatever, we're praying for their deliverance, their healing, and we are praying, glory to God, that you bless and minister and move there in that household and many others that are going through. Thank God for that report, even for Mother Willette saying about, glory to God, and her friends that had that surgery already for those three aneurysms, and this one right here having this, and still said, I can go back to my room and watch TV. Oh, Lord, you're doing some miraculous, marvelous, wonderful, phenomenal things. God, continue to keep our whole bodies every day. But keep us alert. Help us to strive for more of you and be on our post and listen and hear and go over to God and watch and pray, but still walk in our peace, walk in our joy, because those are our weapons, because the enemy steal that from me or beat us down and have us walking around here depressed, oppressed, fearful of this and fearful of that, and I don't know. Oh, my God. We know, glory to God, that we're in the world, not of the world, but the angels of the Lord being camped and the blood covering. We stay on that track of the narrow way, glory to God, the way God said he is going to turn things around regardless of what the enemy try to pull us. Say those weapons that he has already out there, not, glory to God, going to accomplish what it may come in and enter and do a little bit of damage, but it's not going to come in and accomplish what it was intended to do. Thank God for those angels being around us. Thank God for the ministering. Thank God for the warring angels. Thank God for the power of the word in our mouth to speak. God, we pray, glory to God, for Mother Alexander. Glory to God. It's not usual for her not to be on the line, but I know some things she's still dealing with. Glory to God. And believe in everything overseas is doing okay. Glory to God. Pray all this well with the granddaughter and the ex-daughter-in-law. Glory to God for that healing. God, we are praying, God, that you are blessed. The things that are going on that she has to deal with, trying to get things in order before time to get to, glory to God, Panama. God, I'm praying she'll be able to get that trip. Her 90-something old sister will go right there, be able to have time together. Thank God for touching her body, that she'll be able to eat. Thank God, even in the midst, glory to God, losing her sight, that God, you still can work miracles, but in the midst of that, there'll be an adjustment there with no complications or problems. Everybody work together, do what they need to do. God, help us to pray one for another. That's a praying woman, and she still says, well, glory to God, standing on God's word, no regardless, but I know she hurt like everybody else. She got concerns like everybody, but she's standing on the word, so we're going to undergird her in prayer, even in them things that she's standing God with and believing God for too as well. God, and I'm praying you give her wisdom, glory to God, not because of her age and 80-something years old, still walking around here doing things like she's 50 and 60, but I pray, glory to God, that you will bless her to know, glory to God, even in all that she do, that she'll get the proper rest, so she'll have more longevity in the things that she's called her to do. So keep her covered under the blood. God, we pray, glory to God, for her leaders too as well. We pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman. God, glory to God, she has some tests done and so forth, like this about her body and whatever, like this is some CAT scans and some other stuff that got to be done, and MRIs that I think is coming up. God, we are praying, God, that you're blessed. She just needs some relief from some of this pain and agony in her back and her neck and her, glory to God, and in her knees, and God, and how she said it swelled up so bad. Oh, but God, you're going to talk about Jesus, that is anointing, glory, that takes her in another realm, that glory to God, we don't even feel that for a little bit, but God, when she come back down, still yet, glory, help her to be able to have some relief in that fluid to come out. She see doctors, but sometimes she say they treat her like, glory, that's your age. But God, we know, glory to God, what the enemy comes to do. And he try to discourage us even in those things. We already fighting the fight against the challenges against the body. So I rebuke that bondage and loosen it. God, give her what she needs, glory to God. And the doctors that she needs, that's going to continue to be concerned about her more than concerned about age. God, and try to dismiss things. God, continue to strengthen her that she'll be able to lay down and rest and sleep. She's still in her own house at 95 years old, but glory to God, and have an aide in the daytime. So she's still, glory to God, you and your angels are with her at night. Thank you for Mother Camp getting ready to turn 91 years old. Glory to God, next door, maybe already. Ah, God, how you blessed and brought her through. Ah, God, how you blessed and strengthened her and raised her back up, glory to God, regardless of what the enemy had set up for her. Oh, God, and even bless and dissolve blood clots when they were looking for something else after she'd already been in the hospital and came out. Oh, God, thank you for the power of prayer and those that were praying. And her daughter, appreciate all the prayers too as well. God, we just thank you so much. God, we bless you. The lady that I met down the hall, glory to God, Amanda, glory to God, singing for Jesus. But God, she have a diabetic, and glory to God, had screws in her foot and still wearing a boot. But God bless, glory to God. She said now the screws, the doctor say, trying to come up out of her. Up under her skin, but the devil is alive. She did understand it on the word of standing with her, and she says no pain there, but God, we bind up any infections, any problems, any circumstances, and praying that they just say they don't have to go back in and put the do something with those screws. God, we are praying, God, that she should live and not die, that she continue to glorify and magnify the Lord. We are praying, glory to God, that you heal that body too as well with diabetes. Lord, there's so much going on, but you're still the same God yesterday, today, forever, doing great and mighty things, and still many things yet to come. God, keep us all covered under the blood, dispatching your angels, and let no hurt, harm, or danger come. And thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Pray for Brother Black. Pray, God, that you'll bless and touch him, whatever is going on, whether it's at his church, or whether he just resting and eat and tired, touch him, God, in Jesus' name. God, we bless you to touch Sister Pam, God. Continue to encourage her. Thank you, Lord God, for opening her eyes and strengthening her and stirring up the gifts in her and help her, glory to God, to draw now to you like you never have before, so that way you can be first in any and every place in her heart, God. Every door, glory to God, be open in the spiritual house that you can come in and minister and heal and deliver and raise her back up to the fire of the anointing, glory to God, to carry out God's mission and let go anything, glory to God, that's been a hindrance. And God, reveal unto her if there is something, glory to God, to be need to be released so she can go ahead and go about the power and the authority that God has given her to walk in. Continue to bless her family too as well, in Jesus' name. We're going to read this, glory to God, skull, and I thank you for Pastor Danny's healing. I believe in you by faith that she's going to raise up and not have that sciatic nerve, glory to God, overwhelming her, and that medicine going to work like it's supposed to be. Supernaturally, the chief physician, Jesus, on his healing balm, bless her in Jesus' name. I command my blood cells to destroy every disease, germ, and virus that tries to inhabit my body. That's our body. I command every cell of our body to be normal in Jesus' name. Romans 5:17, Luke 17:6. I make demands on my joints and function perfectly. There will be no pain or swelling in our joints. Our joints, glory to God, refuse to allow anything that will hurt or destroy their normal function. Proverbs 17:22. You have forgiven all of our iniquities. You have healed all our disease. You have redeemed our lives from destruction. You have satisfied our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed as the eagles. Psalms 103:2-5. You have given me abundant life. I receive that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of my body and our bodies, bringing healing and health. John 10:10, John 6:63. We're redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13. Inflowing in our blood, in our blood stream, it flows every cell of our body, restoring life and health. Mark 11:23, Luke 17:6. My affliction, that's going to be our scripture tonight that I wrote down. My affliction will receive and not come back again. Nahum 1:9. Our affliction will leave and not come back again. Nahum 1:9. Our affliction will leave and not come back again. Nahum 1:9. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. My daughter came on. Praise God. We're going to find out, glory to God, if there's a prayer request from her. We've been praying for her tonight, but she may have a special request that she didn't get in even the last time that we prayed on behind the scenes. After that, with a couple of prayer warriors. But right now, is this Sister Alicia?
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the prayers on the day. And I pray that we continue to be strengthened and encouraged in God. Thank you, Lord God, for the prayers that you all have already prayed for us. If I have a request tonight, outside of all what you all prayed for, I would say, me finding finding employment, because my last day is this Friday on this particular job, and so I won't be able to transfer. So I basically got to start all over again to enter back into the VA system. So either with the application that's already out there that God bless and be able to get into that promptly, or for God to just move on my behalf and find a job within the area that I'm living, new area that I'm going to be living in. Thank you.
Praise God. It's Pastor Bird. And if my mother will let either one of y'all have, want to go ahead and take that prayer, we praise God for that prayer request for Minister Anu. Bird, will let y'all know all lines are not open.
Father, we do praise you and honor you. We give you glory. Thank you, Father, for who you are and all that you do. We thank you, Father God, that you've already gone before them and put everything in line that it as it needs to line up according to your purpose and your will. We thank you, Father God, when they got there, Father God, that you had a home for them to stay in and you closed every other door. So that's the type and kind of God that we serve. So, Father God, you have heard her request. She made her request made known to you. So, Father God, we're praying that you're going to give her the ideal job. And, God, it's going to be with more money than she's doing now. We thank you, Father, that she's going to the head of the line regardless of who else will put in for the job in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for how you blessed that family and how you are about to bless them. In Jesus' name, we thank you for watching over them, for keeping them. God, we dispense as angels even now, Father God, and that they would go before them, in front of them, beside them, and behind them, God, because their steps are ordered by you. God, they might be going out in California for one thing, but God, we know that you got something else planned for them. So we're thanking you, God, for the good news. We're thanking you for what they are about to embark and what they are about to say about where you've placed them. Thanking you for that job now. Right job, right pay, and the right time, right hours. And we're praying, God, even if she want to work from home, God, that you will open up that door for her. We ask that you touch her body, Father God. Continue to keep her healed and whole in Jesus' name. And, God, we're just thanking you that she's going to have a testimony after everything else is done. So, God, we just give you praise, honor, and glory. And we thank you for what you are doing, for what you have done. But, God, greater things are yet to come. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Got so excited there. Bless the Lord. Thank you, God, for the prayer. And for that request, looking at her name for the request, I just thought about it. Oh, my goodness, started praying, got so excited. I didn't even ask if, I know we done prayed about something, but anybody did have any prayer requests left? Do you have a prayer request? We'll go ahead and take that now. Bless the Lord.
Okay. I have a prayer request, please.
Okay.
My name is Alonzo Harris.
Yes. Your voice is very familiar. We know it now.
Praise God. And I'd like for you to pray for my daughter tonight and pray for my family and my sisters and my brothers and my nieces and my nephews and pray to give us the strength that we older ones, the strength to teach them and to guide them. Because they look like they are going down the wrong path, and it looks like it's our job to try to get them and try to teach them, and learn them, you know, how to get back on the right road, just teach the history of the family or whatever. Just preach to them and teach them how good God is to them. And I'd appreciate if you put me on the prayer line for that tonight, please.
Father, you heard our brother just now. Glory to God, his desire, and it's on his heart so heavy. You always think about that. So, God, we just thank you that you continue to bless him, to keep the faith as he pray and believe, God, and stand in agreement. We're going to stand in agreement with him that he'll watch
the power of God's hand, not them and what they're doing, because God looks on the heart and man looks on the outward appearance. So, God, we're praying that you speak life in the name of Jesus. Speak what the words say, regardless of what we see them doing, and be wise in how much we say when we say it. But we can always pray and believe, God, that we'll not be distracted by what they're doing or not doing, but keep the prayers going. So I pray you continue to encourage him that his heart not be heavy and let not his heart be troubled. But glory to God, you said, all ye that are laboring heavy laden, come to you and you'll give us rest. Take your yoke and your word, learn of you. You're meek and lowly, your burden is light and your yoke is easy. So I'm praying, glory to God, for Brother Alonzo, glory to God, when he pray and he asks this request, that God, if there's something in specific on one or two of them or certain ones, that we'll pray those particular prayers, but we're going to keep the whole family covered so that way he won't just be just thinking about what they're doing or what they're seeing, what he sees them do, because God say walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm praying you continue to keep him prayerful. Keep him, glory, encouraged, and let him, glory to God, continue to stand. And glory, whatever you give him in wisdom, glory to God, to say, then say it. And other things, you just put it on the altar and just pray. Just like with medication, we can't over-medicate and we can't under-medicate. Glory to God, when we take our medicine, you don't want to overdose, and you don't want to give not enough, glory to God, for that time. So I'm just praying, God, you just bless him, because his heart is so pure about his concern for his family. So we just praying, glory to God, that you would just give him, glory to God, to pray, release. Pray and release. And then if there are specific things that he needs to pray about, and this one over here with a temper, or this one over here being busy with this, or this one, that he'll just pray on those specific things and release them back to the Lord. And we're going to continue to agree with him in prayer and pray, God, you touch his body. Keep him whole and healed, that he will not get discouraged and not look at what he's going through, but look to God, the author and finisher of his faith, that God has proven so many times how he's been healed and brought him through, that he'll stay focused on that when he's praying. God, your word said, when the enemy come back to attack again, oh, I bind you and take authority. I know God has already proven himself and took me out of this. He's going to bring me through this too. While I'm praying for my children and my grands and my glory to God, the rest of my family, you're going to bless too. God, we'll pray against any confusion, pray against any, glory to God, discouragement, pray against anything that will come, glory to God, to disrupt that family in the name of Jesus. We're praying you're going to turn some things around, some that might be rebellious or stubborn or disobedient or don't want to hear. God, we're going to pray, glory to God, till their ears come open. We can always pray, even when they don't want to hear prayer. We can pray in our prayer closet. But God, I just pray for the wisdom. And I pray most of all that God, anything, glory to God, that's on his heart, give it to the Lord, release it, and watch the hand of God, not the people and what they're doing. So God, keep him, God. In Jesus' name we pray. We bind up Satan all over the course, every setup, trap, plot, and plan, glory and scheme. You try to come up against him or us, or while we are praying and interceding for him, bind up any transference. We are praying, glory to God, that the peace of God will be upon his heart. Glory to God as he continues to learn how to get God's word in him and trust that it will come to pass. Like you said in Mark 11, glory to God, you said when you pray, believe that you receive. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Bless God. Amen. Praise God. Is there another request? If not, we bless
praise
the Lord.
Lord.
Is that... Praise God.
Could you pray for Pori?
Yes.
At school today, this boy took some stick, where he took a rock and hit her in her head.
He took the stick and hit the rock like he hitting the ball?
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know. All I know is she said he had some sticks, but he took the rock and hit her and hit her in the head. And so then she had to go to the nurse. But she got on him and she fought him. But I'm just praying for that boy that he don't try to start nothing else after, you know, she don't. That things don't happen like that.
Yes, God. The enemy's still trying to get up under that radar after all them prayers we done prayed, but he's not bringing that spirit over to that school and having to be traveling with this baby. We come against that foul spirit. She didn't get suspended or nothing, right?
No, she said, because her teacher, they say they went to the office where she was, and they said, what happened? She told them, and they told her, yeah. He shouldn't even be doing that. And And so they didn't do nothing to her. They said, God, we know you're a good student. And so they didn't do nothing to her.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you. You're going to prove yourself over and over, just like that thing turned around, and they can be able to see and not to be turned back around and throw her in the under the bus. Glory to God, as if that she's a part of the problem. God, I thank you, Lord God, for let her eyes be able to see that in her ears, too, that God bless it and making some changes. But we come against this foul spirit of the devil that's still yet trying to find a way to try to agitate and aggravate her. I bind up the spirit that would try to cause any reoccurrences in the name of Jesus. We're not having no transferring spirits from places that she already been and things that are. Those doors have been closed. As we hear, brother, glory to God, Black say many times, them portables, those portals will be closed and cursed and canceled and bind up in the name of Jesus. He'll not continue to have any way to get out to agitate and aggravate and cause any problems or either hurt or harm to this child in the name of Jesus. She belongs to God and she's covered under the blood. So God, I thank you for touching her body that there'll be no problems. Glory to God from that rock hitting her. Glory to God what the enemy meant for evil. Glory to God it could have been worse. Could have hit an eye, hit other damage. But God, you shield her even though it came against her, the weapon, but it didn't form. Glory to God the way it desired to prosper. We plead the blood of Jesus. I pray that the reprimand that boy, glory to God, of doing something as crazy as that go around, that is damaging, to could have hurt somebody's eye, could have did a lot of other kind of damage in the name of Jesus. So God, I pray, glory to God, that they'll deal with him, but he will not have no way to come back and agitate or try to turn back around and do anything to set her up to get hurt, cause her to be harmed or hurt or anybody else that the enemy is plotting and planning. It'll be eradicated, dismantled, uprooted. We're praying favor, glory to God, when she go with a favor with her instructors, favor with the principals, favor, glory out with guidance, pray with guidance counsel, pray favor with her friends and associates or whatever that she be with. God, so we are praying that you continue to manifest. Keep her heart blessed and encouraged that it will not come back on her, glory out, to have heart trouble, right? Glory to God. When I say heart trouble, just kind of wonder, right? They're troubled by the things that go around, that she will still walk in her peace and her joy. God, continue to keep her prayed up. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And that she say her prayers like a grandmother, always encouraging her to speak the word. God, so we bless you. Let her joy continue to flow and her peace and the hedge be about her. Glory to God of the anointing. And them angels be in camp. Pray the mom and dad. Stay on top of things, but help them to stay prayerful too and not get frustrated and aggravated, but do warfare and bind up and believe God and walk by faith and not by sight. Thank the grandmother for standing in the gap. And glory to God, we love you today and we appreciate the whole family in Jesus' name. Cover all our children in the name of Jesus. And thank you again as we believe in Imani's temperature is true for that temperature that was taken from 98.8 down from 103. But God, we're going to be watching it and we're going to be binding the devil up. And we still thanking God for covering all of us under the blood and protecting and shielding us. And as we depart from this phone, but not your presence, we pray God's blessing. Pray for Sister Mother Elsa, glory to God, that comes on periodically. Touch her body. Keep her healed and keep her encouraged. Thank you for the encouraging words she brings to the prayer line, even for the manifestation of some healings and some deliverance for her family members. God, we just thank you. We call peace and joy and glory to that manifestation of healings and glory to encouragement, financial blessings, spiritual blessings, and glory to God, a determination for us all to stand and not to walk in fear but in faith, but to call down these strongholds. Praying for the body of Christ, and we continue to pray that, glory to God, more laborers and waking up that it come out of this flesh and feelings and emotions and all of this stuff is trying to gather up stuff from this world, glory to God, instead of being on their post. We are praying, God, help us to never think more highly of ourselves, but strive for more of you. And God, we just bless you. We're not walking in judgment. We're walking according to what your words say. And God, you say we're going to know them. Glory to you. They're going to know us by the fruit. We're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. And people are going to know that we're your disciples by the love, glory to God, that's manifested. Help us, Lord. Thank you for divine touch and healing. In Jesus' name, and glory to your holy name. And we take authority over everything and anything that would try to come against these prayers. And we speak life, health, wholeness, peace, and joy, and the manifestation of your will being done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen and amen.
Sister Hubbard.
Bless the Lord.
I hate to keep bothering you, but she do have COVID.
What you
she
say?
Do have COVID. My granddaughter, she do have COVID.
Mm-hmm. God, we just praying in the name of Jesus that you deliver in that family, that it don't spread all over the house. God, we are praying, glory to God, I'm going to call out that rebellious spirit, glory to God, and that spirit go, but I just still not listen when grandmother and mama and whoever else said, go get your testing. Go get your shots. But I'm praying, God, let it not be no hardship on her, that baby, glory to God, have to suffer on that family, mother, or anybody else in there, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying you turn that granddaughter's heart around to do what's right and not be real. Awaken her out of, glory to God, that sleep and slumber. Give her life totally to the Lord and allow, glory to God, to come in and not the world system, glory to God, to continue the entertainment. I pray, glory to God, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. I pray, glory to God, even after this and coming through it, that stale, still, rebellious spirit don't be there. I pray, glory to God, change in that house. I pray, dealing with mom and dad, glory to God, that there is, glory to God, have to be some changes. I pray them grandbabies, the boys, will not have to be affected by that, affect everybody's job. They're caught on about that. Affecting other things that people have to do. Affecting, glory to God, even the other, glory to God, babies that may have to come when a sister has to take care of. God, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus. Some things, glory to God, we have to turn back around. Just like the word of God said, the kingdom of God suffer violence, the violence taken by force. Some things, glory to God, we got to deal with and deal with them, glory to God, and get to the core of some things, glory to God, in people's lives to know, glory to God, to recognize the error of their ways, and it affects everybody around them. So, God, in the midst of all of this, we're still believing you, glory to God, for healing and deliverance, and glory to God, bless and touch that household, that it will not have to suffer the repercussions of, glory to God, one, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you today, and I thank you, Lord God, and touch the glory to God in a mighty way that only you can get the glory and praise. We thank you for the blood covering, and we thank you for peace and joy and strength in the midst of it all. And God, we know no matter what the enemy say, it's not going to continue to creep up in our houses. But nevertheless, it's going to be testimonies of the glory and the power of God moving in our midst, no matter what, where we go and where things are, because the enemy is bringing stuff in our house. Glory to God. Sometimes we can be out and stuff come in. Glory to God from others. But God, we are praying every door in our lives be closed. Glory to God. No sickness, no disease, no plots and plans of suicide, no plots, glory to God, with the setup, glory to God, with other things, with incidents, accidents. No, glory to God, set up, glory to God, from bringing any kind of harm or danger to our bodies in any way. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke, bind, and loose you from your assignment. Oh, we pray for our minds, a mind of Christ, and going to have peace and joy going to bed, not tormented. We will, glory to God, be able to speak and decree what the word of God say, not what the circumstances are dictating to us in the name of Jesus. We will not fear. We're going to walk in faith. We're going to walk submission and obedience to God. We're going to decree and declare. We're going to pray one for another, bear one another burdens. All glory to God. Lift Jesus up. Give him glory. Remind him of his word and stand on it in the name of Jesus. God, we just love you today. So we take authority right now, every foul and unclean spirit, every principality, every setup, glory to God, everything that the enemy is lying and deception and rebellion and stubbornness, glory to God. We rebuke those spirits. We pray, glory to God, against, glory to God, the things that will try to come in and deceive in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, against COVID. COVID got the bow of the name of Jesus. We cast that thing out. We pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for your word and for the anointing, glory to God, that will come forth and bind Satan and all his little cords up and send him back to the dry place and once he came. We thank you, Lord God. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. And we thank you for your power of your anointing. Glory to God, will deliver and glory to God, bring us in, glory to God, the place of that we would glorify you in all that we do and know, glory to God, that you are our protector and our shield. Thank you, Lord, and I glorify you for everything that you already done doing and will do. Oh, God, keep us, and we call our peace back in and our joy back in and your word and the anointing and to rest in you. In Jesus' name, thank you for the victory. Thank you for being overcomers and triumphant. And thank you, Lord God, for our peace at Jehovah Shalom. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. God, anybody that's been listening, going through anything, we're believing through these prayers. They're receiving what God has for them too as well. Angels be in camp. And we speak life, health, and wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen. Good report.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you. Glory to God. I just want to glorify you. I want to praise you in advance because so much going on, glory to God, even in the cosmos, all the things we've seen. We are not going to let the devil steal our joy. We're not going to let him steal our peace. We're going to stand on your word and glorify you. It's not going to be pretense. It's not going to be depression and oppression and just saying things with our lips, because you say my people praise me with their lips, with their heart before. No, our heart going to be in your word. Our heart going to be tuned in to glory to God, what you said, your word said. You inhabit the praise of your people. In the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves and bow down to only you, God. We're not bowing down to no disease and no other things that are going on in this world. We're going to give glory and hallelujah and honor to you. So we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you, Lord God, for your love. Thank you for the power of forgiveness. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the prayer warriors. Thank you for the faithful glory. Thank you for glory to God. Those that want to love you and do what you call them to do. Thank you for raising up glory to God. Hallelujah. Those people out of darkness into the marvelous light. Thank you, Lord God, for touching and delivering our families too as well and our church family. We thank you, Lord God, for turning some things around. Turning some things around in this United States in the name of Jesus. Turning some things around in the Ukraine. Turning some things around, glory to God, in the lives of those, glory to God, that don't know any part of sin. Thank you, Lord God, for even somebody writing a decision making, that the decision will be to cross over to Jesus and let go darkness, let go this world in the name of Jesus. Thank you for going about to commit suicide. God, you intervene. God, send somebody. All glory to God, even a word on the TV, a track they pick up. All glory to God, and some overheard a word, glory to God, that somewhere somebody was talking in it, brought life. Send somebody in the midst. Not only just for the suicide, but for some of those, glory, that are walking in darkness and glory, that don't know their way out. Somebody, glory to God, about to give up on the marriage. Somebody that about to give up on their children. Somebody was just about to give up, glory, in ministry. Wherever it may be, send your word. Send your anointing. God, the yokes to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. God, the redeemed, glory to God, the backslider back. God, help us come into alignment with your word. Glory, walking in any kind of wickedness, glory to God. Repentance to come, glory, to turn back to you so that way, glory to God, hallelujah, you can heal the land, the spiritual land, and also, glory to God, this land, glory to God, in this United States and even around the world. God, for those, glory to God, need clean water, those, glory to God, need, glory to God, food on their table, those, glory to God, that needed a job and about to lose their families and their homes because, glory to God, the COVID, all because, glory to God, of the downsides, and because, glory to God, the prices are so high now, even people that are suffering because of their medication, they can't get because of this. God, we are praying for a change. I don't, glory to God, fight against the fact that, glory to God, sending Ukraine money here and there, millions of dollars, but people here need that, glory to God, them gas, glory to God, to transport and get to their jobs. People, glory to God, need food right here. They start the food lines again where people got to be trying. God, we need some changes, glory to God, for money to be released right here in our own United States of America. Glory to God, to feed these people. Glory to God, to bless, glory to God, so jobs won't be lost. And glory to God, people will still keep their homes, and they'll, glory to God, be able to keep their families together, and they'll be able to send their children to school or college or wherever. God, we are praying for this money to be released. The elderly, glory to God, that got a pinch off of this, that, and the other. And some, glory to God, you may give more than enough in food stamps over here to children and young people that are wasting it all over the place. And then other people, glory to God, how to do that, need it, and you're giving them a $15 or $10 or $20 or maybe $100. God, we are praying change, glory to God, and this thing be balanced. We come against, glory to God, the fight of the Democrats, the fight against the Republicans, fight against in the House. When we going to come together and, glory to God, do what's right for the people without having your recognition in what I did and what I didn't do? God, we are praying for presidents that will be in place that's trying to help and do right, but then such a fight with the parties. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we're not saying perfect, but we have some that made a lot of difference in some things that, glory to God, that have to go through a fight. But I'm praying, glory to God, a balance all around in the name of Jesus, not only our president, but presidents across the world, and this demonic force that's using Putin, glory to God, or even, glory to God, his body got cancer, this, that, and the other. The devil's, glory to God, trying to pass the buck so that way somebody else, glory to God, can take the reins and, glory to God, and do more damage. But the devil is a lie. The same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, see all things and know all things, and he know how to intervene and come in the name of Jesus. So God, we pray for the other president in Ukraine. God, help him. God, direct him. Oh God, pray for those people. Pray, glory to God, for those children that separated from their families. Pray, glory to God, for all of those that are grieving and going through, glory to God, not only because of loved ones and family members and friends, glory to God, but also their homes, glory to God, being destroyed, and glory to God, whatever income they have and whatever places they are, God, we are praying, praying, glory to God, some places would have welcomed me in. Other ones, they may, glory to God, be prejudiced in some things in some areas. God, we pray for those things that are going on over there when they say Kenya. Glory to God, that dry spout done came again, that desert they out there in. Glory to God, where many are going to be dying and already died, glory to God, because no water, things are drying up. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying, glory to God, whatever it is that a change can take place and whatever they need to do to make changes. But God, we are praying for a miracle in the midst of those weathers and things that are going on, as well as somebody already mentioned about the fires and whatever. God, is so much happening all around us. God, let not our heart be troubled, but keep our faith in you. And no, glory to God, you got a plan. And even for those, glory to God, that are rebellious and stubborn and disobedient and then don't believe about the true and living God and still want to be religious or be in cults and what, God, open their eyes and their ears and be an awakening so they can come to that place. But those that will, glory to God, accept you. Glory to God, so it be. You said it, so is so. Everyone got the choice and the plan that you've given them, glory to God, to make their choices. Ah, oh, God, but we're praying for a change. And if not, the only thing we can do is release them because you still love them even while they're going to hell. Glory, because hell was not made for any of us, but don't the devil and his angels, but still yet you set up all kind of roadblocks and set up different things to try to keep people from going that direction. Help us, God, to don't let ourselves get weak either, to get caught up, glory to God, saying and doing things contrary to your will. God, help us to be able to rest in you so whatever work we can do, we can have peace and joy while we're doing it, and strength and courage, glory to God, to do it so it won't become a task. It'll be joy to be used for the Lord and making sure our heart is right. So when that day does come, not nothing that the enemy come and try to steal from us, on that day come and you say it's time to go, it will be willing and ready, glory to God, and so you can say, well done. But now we bind up Satan, all of the coast, any traps and things to try to come in to rob us and keep us from being in the place, or glory to God, living what God say, he's bind up and loose from his assignment. And glory to God, dismantle whatever plot and plan and be eradicated and go back to the dry places. And loose, God, will be done. Life, health, and wholeness, in him we live and move and have our beings. Thank you for delivering us, Lord, our bodies from all this pain and agony, that we can be strengthened and encouraged and healed and whole to carry out your assignments. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord in the midst of it all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, thank the Lord.
Thank you, God.
With
thank
God,
you.
We can do nothing, but in him we can do all things. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
blessed
Jesus.
Be the name of the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Ooh, he is worthy of the praise. He is worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Oh, glory to God. My sister, you return back to the line. Is something on your heart, too?
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, me?
Oh, praise. No, this the Arkansas lady.
Oh, okay.
Praise God. Jesus. Well, evidently not. Well, we thank God. Well, bless the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for all of you all that are still on celebrating and glorifying the Lord. And as we depart from this place, not his presence, keep the prayers going on, keep exalting the Lord, and keep speaking and decreeing what he say, regardless of what our eyesight see, what our ears hear. Glory to God. And then we're going to walk in the five senses. Glory to God. But in that, glory to God, that God has given us, we just got to press and speak and decree what God's word say every day. Thank you for my auntie being home. Glory to God, blessing her. And pray, glory to God, for the health and the services she has to continue to, glory to God, body, limbs, glory to God, continue to be an operational. God, we just bless you. Pray for Pastor Betty. God, that you continue to strengthen and encourage her heart too as well. We bless you for all that you do. And all the ministers of the gospel that have come in and came in and gone out, glory to God, to preach and teach the word of God. We thank you, Lord, and we glorify you. I love you, I love you, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Being in your presence is fullness of joy. Thank you, Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Bless the Lord. Now, unless someone else have something God placed on their heart, we're going to go, we're going to continue to lift him up and praise him and continue, glory to God, to get much as word we can get in. So when the enemy comes in, glory to God, like a flood, God can raise the standard and we can be like Jesus in the wilderness. Glory, it is written. It is written. And if we got to go through something, we'll pray that we'll be strengthened enough with another word and faith that we'll, glory to God, be able to go through it with peace and with the determination we're going through and coming out. Jesus, hallelujah. Look into our shepherd, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Have a good night, good blessed week. Glory to God. Glorify the Lord month, year, as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. Be strengthened in Jesus' name. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for restoring. Thank you for empowering us, Lord. In Jesus' name, that we can have an impact on the world and one another as we grow in grace. Amen and amen. God be glorified. God be glorified. God be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. All righty, we all praise the Lord. Love you, Shalom. Good night. Amen.
Good night. Love you.
Look like people don't want to leave the line.
God.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. I love you. Thank you, Jesus.